following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
That's right. Good morning, everybody. Broadcasting in living Technicolor. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything. Dawn does remember the station she works at.
Oh, my
Jace.
God. It happens to the best of us.
Happens to us all the time.
Sometimes the brain just stops. It just stops in mid-sentence.
Yes.
It's like a computer. Dawn, you said it was like a computer. It is.
I need to
it
defrag.
Freezes.
Remember when we defragged our computers?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I think the three of us need a hard reboot this morning.
Oh,
just,
yeah,
you know.
Hard. Oh, I've done, yeah.
Hold the power button down for a few minutes. A hard reboot.
Unplug from the back like I did this morning four times.
Oh, Lord. I can't believe that.
I'm so bitter.
It's been a morning of technical difficulties. So we hope you haven't had any technical difficulties. We're so glad you're here. It's our final hour on this Monday, June 27th, 2022. We have the Dirt Alert coming up, plus more TV talk. We'll talk a little RuPaul. And I don't know. I don't want to. Do I tease it? Yeah, I will. I watched two movies last night on Hulu. Mm. We may not get to both of them, but I can't wait to tell you about one of them. And that is the new Emma Thompson movie called Good Luck to You, Leo Grand.
Oh.
That movie released from Searchlight Pictures on Hulu. It went right to Hulu. That and Fire Island, both of those movies from Searchlight went on Hulu. And I watched both of them last night. So if we don't get to it today, we'll absolutely get to it because you will love the message in the Emma Thompson movie.
I gotta write that one down. I'm gonna watch it today.
Yeah, good luck to you, Leo Grand. So right now though, it is time for part two of
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
Am I wrong?
Am I the asshat?
Part two.
Okay, this one's a little bit longer, so I saved it until the 8 o'clock where we have more time here. This one is, would I be the asshat for continuing to use my side door? My husband, who's 25-year-old male, and I'm a 25-year-old female, rent the first floor of a house in an urban neighborhood. We are a couple of miles from downtown in a desirable area, and the houses are expensive and very close together. The couple next door to us, 30s, female, they have a young son who is about 3. They own their house, and we have always gotten the impression that they resent living next to a house rented out to tenants. Our attempts to be friendly have been met with cold disapproval. Our side door opens to the neighbor's driveway, and we frequently use this door as it is much more convenient for us to use than our front door, closer to our cars. It opens to our kitchen for carrying in groceries, closer to the backyard for letting our dogs out, etc. It requires us to walk a short distance on their driveway to get to our backyard. These neighbors have complained a few times about our side door being slammed shut. They first taped a passive-aggressive laminated paper to our door saying, please close quietly, in all caps, which we found condescending and rude, and we took it down. The second time, they sent a text to my husband shortly after they exchanged numbers for an unrelated reason and explained that their son's bedroom is on the second floor on the same side of the house as their driveway and asked us to please close the side door quietly. He apologized and agreed to be more careful, and since then, we've been very careful to close the door quietly in consideration of this. This was a few months ago, and we thought everything was okay, but our landlord just got another complaint from them about the noise of the side door bothering them. The landlord asked we use our front door instead. Am I the asshat for thinking this is an unreasonable request and refusing to comply? They decided to live in a neighborhood where neighbors live close together. It is impossible to not hear noises from neighbors. They also chose to buy a house that has a driveway bordering the neighbor's side door. It seems very entitled of them to ask us to change our routine so they don't have to hear us occasionally enter and leave our house. It's also very frustrating that they're so passive aggressive about the situation and don't just talk to us in person when they see us outside. Some additional info. My husband and I are very reasonable, quiet neighbors. We go to bed early and rarely have guests over. We're always conscious of being quiet, especially after we receive the first complaints. We never slam our door. but it is an old heavy wooden door, so it does make a little bit of noise. Switching to us using the front door would be doable, but much less convenient for us. And it would really bother me to see neighbors bully us into getting their own way. Would I be the asshat for fighting this request and continuing to use my side door? 651-641-1071.
Lulu?
You have a child that sleeps.
I do. Would I be the asshat for continuing to use my side door?
Even though the closing of it bothers your neighbor. Even though your neighbor knew that when they moved in.
I mean, there's two sides of me. One of them is that the neighbors are so passive aggressive, you almost want to slam it every time and continue to use it. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't have the balls to come over and just talk to me like a human being instead leaving notes, that's kind of what you get. But also you live there. And I think there would be a lot more consideration for each other if they just talked. So maybe you are the asshat for not being the bigger person to talk about it, and maybe continuing to use your side door would just be easier, and you wouldn't think about it every time. But that's kind of what I'm thinking. Although if you're never slamming it, and it's
if they're just using it,
right? Because that's a door. And now the other part is that your landlord has asked you, so it's not just the neighbor. I mean, this person owns the house. Is that person the asshat?
Well, and then why have the door? I mean, then if you're the landlord, it's like, really?
Yeah,
then get
a different door.
Or something.
That's quieter.
I don't like that the landlord is telling them this. Fix it. Yeah. You're the property owner. If there's something wrong with that door that it makes, get a soft close. I forgot what the term is. The soft close, like drawers.
Yes.
Get a soft close door or something. They have them on hotel rooms.
Yep.
Because it seems, to me, it seems unreasonable to me. You're not throwing a party. Mm-mm. You're not, you know, you're not revving engines at, 12 o'clock at night. You don't have an excessively barking dog. You are, and I list all those on purpose. You are doing something quite pedestrian.
Yeah.
You are coming in and out of a door and you're not slamming it. That doesn't seem unreasonable to me. It's a door. It's one of the entrances to that property. 651-641-1071. What say you? Who do we have, Dawn?
We have George. Hi, George. What do you think?
Well, first off, a couple things, and actually you guys just hit on it. Who gets to decide the level of noise that defines slamming?
Yeah.
That's the first thing. And secondly, yeah, it sounds to me that if they are having to control the door so it does not slam, then the onus is on the owner of the house to get it fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. He ultimately, if there's something wrong with that. Yes.
Right. I know, who gets to define slamming? I mean, do they need to put a sound meter app on their phone and close the door and say, you know, hey, it's only 20 decibels. That's a hand clap.
Yeah.
George, yeah.
Great.
That was good.
But I would do that if it got that ridiculous.
Now they're saying they're so quiet and they never slam it. They never do.
Yeah, and you got to face it. People tend to exaggerate, so we got to define slamming.
Right. Yes, exactly.
And if it does slam too loud, then they've got an auto closer of some sort that isn't working right, and the owner needs to get it fixed.
Yes.
Thank you, George. Dawn, what do you think? I'm interested in what you, because you've lived in communal living, you've lived in apartment buildings, you've had annoying neighbors. I have to. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't it be just a great place where people didn't have to send anonymous messages, you know, or not anonymous, but where they just have to. But, you know, I had neighbors who were so loud below me at the last apartment I lived at that I would do noise complaints, you know, because I went down to figure out who it was because there were three floors. It was actually not the floor below me because that was empty. It was the first floor.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and then I walked by the door because I was going to knock and go, hey, guys, you know, it's after 10 p.m. and it's a weeknight. Because it would be rattling my pictures on the wall with music.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was like, I'm going to go talk to him. But then when I walked by, I smelled all this pot smoke. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to deal with somebody who's high. So I did, you know, I did call the landlord and I made complaints and they didn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
So I just had to live with it. I don't know.
And you were both renters?
Yeah. It's just like they weren't controlling that. So I called the police once. That's really bad. I feel bad about that now that I just said it. But my apartment complex wasn't, it was past the curfew time of weeknights.
Yeah.
You know, so they went to their door.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened.
I don't feel bad.
But they moved out the next month.
Oh, okay. Imagine being the people that shared a wall with them on the sides of them.
I'm like, isn't anyone else complaining about this? My pictures are rattling on my wall and I go to bed. I mean, you know.
Oh, man.
See, that's a really good example. That's an extreme, not extreme, but that's a step above this. Just coming in and out of a functioning door doesn't seem exceptional to me. It doesn't seem out of bounds to me.
I feel like this door, since this is an urban area and these are nice homes, I bet that this is an old antique, like heavy wooden door. That's that's what I imagine. It could be, I could be wrong, but maybe they don't want to replace this authentic wooden door that's been there forever.
Let's turn it into a table.
Options though, like the people could move the baby's room. I don't know. Just
let's give Joanne the final word before we take a break and announce a winner here. Hi, Joanne, you get the final word. Who's the asshat?
I think those people are unreasonable. They have been quiet and closing the door nicely. They don't need to use their front door. That side door is convenient for them. Sounds to me like those neighbors are anal.
Yeah.
And that landlord needs to grow a spine.
I would say the landlord, that's fine. We'll use the front door. Now, what's our reduction in rate? Because now we only have one entrance.
One door.
Inconvenience. Right.
Thank you, Joanne. Have a good day. It is time to list, announce, reveal, discover the newest winner for our app dreams or whatever the hell we're calling this. What is this called?
App Madness.
March App Madness. Who is it today?
It is Johnny Worm. What a great name. Johnny Worm, you're coming to our 20th anniversary party at Lush in July, and we will send you all the details. You don't even have to call in. You can bring a guest. It's going to be so much fun. Woo-hoo! And we can't wait to see you there, Johnny Worm.
That's right. When we come back, we can't wait for the Dirt Alert. And that is next.
5 stars. That's how much Dr. Amy Hughes's patients love her work. The incredible 5-star reviews for my friend Dr. Amy Hughes of Hughes Dental just keep on coming. And if you're thinking about creating your best smile, call my friend Dr. Amy Hughes. Again, she is a 5-star rated dentist. I said 5-star.
And in Minnesota, she's one of 10 accredited cosmetic dentists through the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry.
That's great. I actually Googled what people are saying about her, and our friend Dr. Amy is doing it right. Her patient, Nicole, had this to say about her experience with the team at Hughes Dental. I had the absolute best experience with Dr. Amy Hughes and her team. They are incredible. I came in wanting to improve my smile, and their work was flawless. They listened to my needs and concerns and tailored my treatment plan appropriately. I'm obsessed with my new smile. I wish I'd done this sooner.
I jumped on the Google too. Here's what Shannon said about her experience. Hughes Dental is amazing. I always feel that my dental needs are met in an efficient and professional way, and that Dr. Hughes and Jackie truly care about their patients. I really appreciate the attention to detail and fancy technology that they have also. Thanks for all you do, Dr. Hughes.
You can see some of Dr. Amy's patients' beautiful new smiles on her website, hughes-dental.com. While you're on her website, check out the free video consult. Be sure to let them know that Jason told you that Hughes Dental is the only choice for your smile makeover.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Hold on to your wigs, keys, granny panties. It's time for the Dirt Alert.
Yes. Hello. Okay. Bam Margera has vanished from a Florida rehab facility again. You know, 2 weeks ago, June 13th, he went missing as well. They found him in a hotel down the road. They tracked him down. This is a court-ordered treatment for him. So he is in this rehab facility because of the court. So it's not a voluntary thing here. He can't just leave. So he escaped from it. The reason that time, 2 weeks ago, was because his wife left him and took his son out of state. Or he did. He couldn't get in contact with her for 2 weeks. And so he was very upset. Things like that can cause people to relapse. They found him at a bar. You know, he was at a hotel, but also there were pictures of him on the at a bar down the road. So this time it looks like they haven't, unless something's happened this morning that I don't know about, they haven't been able to find him again. And, you know, this is just a very dangerous situation because not only is he being treated for alcohol, but also I believe he has a drug problem as well. So living in Florida, it could be pretty easy for him to obtain drugs. And if he's in this state of mind, he's also, they said, because he left, he's been off his medication. And that can really cause people to relapse, too. So just, you know, want to make sure, you know, his personal life seems like a mess right now. And just hope that everything turns out okay. Because it's just, we've seen it so many times. They're in despair and they turn to drugs to numb the pain.
And he's been in turmoil for a while. I mean, it's one of the reasons why he wasn't in the new Jackass movie. And when Johnny was on Stern promoting it, you could tell it was really, it was really hurtful. It hurting like in a way because, you know, Johnny and the crew, they love him. He said it. He goes, we miss Bam. We love Bam. And it's just, and I'm a huge, I love Bam. I'm a big fan. So I don't like this at all.
His parents, man, he'd always prank them, which was always really fun, but they seem like really loving people. And just imagine how they're feeling right now.
Right. And, you know, I understand there's no, I'm not condemning the wife. We don't know what's going on between them. She has filed documents in L.A., to get full custody, and he just would have visitation. Mm-hmm. So there has to be a reason for that. And whatever is between them, you know, she has, I'm sure, a good reason to do this. So anyway, let's talk about Anderson Cooper and his first crush. It was Richard Gere. Richard, actually, it was a cute story because when he was 10 years old, he got the opportunity to go to a Broadway show. His mother, Gloria Vanderbilt, let two of her gay friends take him as a kid to see this show. It was called Bent. There's full frontal nudity in it. And, you know, really, Anderson Cooper was transfixed by Richard Gere's chest. And so he was just like, I mean, it's a great play if you ever get a chance to read it or see it, if anybody's ever doing it. But this is back in the day when this is 1977, Richard Gere. So he interviewed Richard Gere. He had the playbill that he had saved. He actually went backstage and talked to him with these guys, his mom's friends. And he was so nervous. He just kept staring at his chest and he wanted him to sign it, but he didn't get him to. So then he finally got Richard Gere to sign his playbill. And he was like, one of the reasons Anderson Cooper thought I am gay at that moment. You know, as a 10-year-old, it was like his awakening going, I'm gay, you know? And it's because Richard Gere is so hot. I mean, you know, obviously there are other things involved in that, but I just thought that was a sweet story.
He's not the only one affected by Richard Gere. Richard Gere was like an officer and a gentleman in that era in American Gigolo.
Looking for Mr. Goodbar. Sorry, I said finding Mr. Goodbar.
Oh, okay.
That's the name of the movie.
Oh, okay.
I mean, people weren't just...
He got everybody thirsty.
He sure did, So, you know, I just thought that was a sweet moment for Anderson
Cooper.
Hello,
Mr. Goodbar.
Yes, and the fact that he's Gloria Vanderbilt's son still freaks me out. I love all the stories he tells about her just because, you know, she's so iconic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just watched a rerun of The Mole with Anderson a couple days ago that we stumbled upon it. It was hysterical.
Oh my gosh.
Forgot what it was on. Anyway, when we come back, speaking of TV, some more TV talk when we return.
outside of talking to you two for 3 hours Monday through Friday, my other favorite person to talk to is my therapist.
Yeah, I know I'm good, Jason, but I don't have a psychology degree.
Hey, Don, you know where you can get one. St. Mary's University of Minnesota. You can earn your Bachelor of Science in Applied Psychology, and it's fully online.
Really?
Yes, and you can complete it in as few as 2 years. It's also a degree completion program with a generous transfer policy.
I've heard there is such a demand for careers in counseling and social services, school psychology, and human resources. A degree in applied psychology could provide the foundational knowledge needed to start in these careers.
The best part of St. Mary's is its heart. Faculty and staff get to know you and become your allies on your educational journey.
That's right, Don. Go to smumn.edu or use my talk keyword, St. Mary's.
And now, a sweet moment with J.R. Ewing.
Well, everybody can see that she's cracking up. Slowly and surely, and who can blame her? I mean, she finds out that her daddy, Digger Barnes, is no relation at all. And her real father is a saddle tramp and a thief, and her mother's a whore. Now, who could find it in their heart to hate that poor little girl?
This has been A Sweet Moment with J.R. Ewing.
I just absolutely hate it when you find out that your real daddy is a saddle tramp. I just, that has to be a blow to the self-esteem.
Yeah, what makes that
right, Lex?
You then? Yeah. Yeah.
My favorite way is the way he reads those lines is that he just throws in whore very casually.
It's
yeah, saddle tramp and a whore and, you know.
Yeah, that's JR. That's why people love to hate him. My favorite one is this one right here.
Tell me, JR, which slut are you going to stay with tonight?
What difference does it make? Whoever it is, it's got to be more interesting than the slut I'm looking at right now.
Oh my God. I bet that was such a big deal back then to even say slut.
It was huge. A huge deal. Absolutely. Well, welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk and streaming around the world on our My Talk app. I'm Jace with Lex and Don. Thanks for being here, My Talkers. And thanks again. We'll say it a couple more times. Thanks to all of you that are listening now that venture down to maybe Loring Park or Hennepin Avenue. And for the first time in 2 years, waved and cheered and smiled at us for the Pride Parade. It was great seeing you in our trolley. Clang, clang, clang goes the trolley. I'm sorry.
Ding, goes the bus. Thanks, Chris, our trolley driver.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yes.
We didn't, you know, and we didn't play that in our music mix. We should have done clang, clang, clang does the trolley.
No, we sang it plenty of times, though.
We could have requested it. Rocco had his Spotify hooked up to his those speakers he was carrying on his
Steve was making Steve was making fun of me because and Lex to a certain degree because we never moved. We had our position and we really did not move at all. It was like we were locked into place. Yeah.
I went to their side a couple times, but you're right. Yeah. Otherwise, you're like, Lex, stay here with me. I'm like, okay.
You guys were right side trolley.
Yeah.
Right side trolley, yeah.
You're like, we've got our spots. Let's just stay here. Like, all Let's right.
We peed on it. We marked our territory. We're back here. So.
Yes.
Let's talk a little TV, a little RuPaul, episode 7 of All Stars on Paramount Plus. Lex, your thoughts?
Legendary Lex. I love Trinity more and more and more and more. Mm-hmm. What a sweetheart. Helping everyone so. And then to be one of the finalists, you got the legendary legend pin, which was awesome. The one person, though, even though I love Jada and beautiful, beautiful outfit she made, because they had to do looks inspired by legendary RuPaul looks.
Yeah.
I really loved Monet Exchange's face, bikini, and hat. And the whole, a bodysuit like that is so hard to make.
She's not even a sewer.
No, and I thought she did fantastic. I loved that look, and it was really bold. The other thing, other takeaway, I love Betsy Johnson so much, so it was so fun to see her.
She was a guest judge.
Oh, gosh. I really loved this episode, but I think Monet Exchange versus Jada, even though Jada's amazing, I think she was robbed. And I think Trinity should have won ultimately, but still.
I 100% agree with you.
You do?
And you, yeah, and you know Monet is not my favorite.
No, I know.
And I'm sometimes too tough on her, but 100% agree. I loved it.
Jada. Oh my God. Essence Hall?
Jada. Jada has not been impressing me this whole season. And unfortunately, and it's just kind of been right underneath the surface for me. And yeah, this should have been, it was beautiful, but Monet was much more of a challenge and ultimately should have been right up there with Trinity, who, by the way, is just,
right.
I love her so much. I love Trinity so much.
So your Trinity, you win the lip sync for your legacy. Who do you block?
Oh, I would have done exactly who she, I would have done Evie Oddly, because Evie went from nothing to two legend pins
pretty quickly.
Absolutely. Stop her in her tracks.
Or Jinx, because you know that Jinx is not so great on these design challenges, but everything else.
Yeah.
And since now that's done.
It's an acting challenge next week.
Yeah. Would you have picked Jinx if you were Trinity, Dawn?
Yeah, because they've already had two design challenges, so they probably wouldn't throw in another one. So it, when you look at what they've done so far, they've already done a match game or snatch game.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's going to be another performance. So, yeah. What's so crazy is that I love looking at, like, Shea Coulee's face when Jinx and the Vivian are arguing back and forth about how they're going to continue to block each other. Don't they realize that they are actually screwing each other over and everybody else silently sits there and goes, you guys keep blocking each other.
Yeah.
We'll just sit here and win.
That's
while you
so
continue.
True.
Like, they need to have a come to Jesus moment and go, why aren't we teaming up? We're the two strongest when it comes to physical comedy, you know, giving just, they
so
need
true.
To, as the performance queens, they need to team up together to ensure that they're in the top two. And then you're next to somebody that you respect.
Yep.
Stop blocking each other.
The strategy needed for this game.
Oh, I just love it. Betsy Johnson came out and did a split.
Oh.
She ran out on stage and did the splits. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what's her age? She is so cool, and I love her. And the fact that she's like, this is the best day of my life. All those designs that she was giving. The thing that made an impression on me is how wonderful it would be to try that hard to create something and then have Betsy Johnson tell you, you just created a work of art.
Yes.
And go, I love everything about you, your vibe. Like, I would just be like, I'm going to faint right now.
You know what I'm loving too?
She's 80 years old, by the way.
Oh my goodness.
Yep.
You know what I'm loving too, ladies? And I wonder if this is subconsciously, maybe you're feeling it too. And I know you can't duplicate this in a normal season that isn't filled with all-stars. I am loving not the kumbaya, but less manufactured drama that seems to be this year. There's more lighthearted joking between them. They're all pros and they're not getting overly competitive. And when they do, they joke around with each other about it. Like when they're deciding who to give the plunger to, Rue is getting such a kick out of them jokingly, like making fun of each other.
Yeah.
They're getting along. They're helping each other. Yes, they're competitive. Yes, they all want to win, but there's not a lot of over dramatic cattiness. I'm really liking, I'm liking the tone, I guess is what I'm trying to say, of this all-star season. I'm RuPaul, and that's what we're talking about if you just tuned in. Do you guys not do agree?
Totally. 100%.
It's because there isn't pressure to be eliminated and kicked off. And you know how frustrated we've been with people not like, okay, there was no elimination this week. Why don't they just do the regular season like this? It's so much more enjoyable to watch each week that everyone has a chance to come, you know, into the, if they don't have enough stars right now, that they could still, you know, at the end, like a horse winning.
Okay.
at the end.
Okay, now you've lost me.
Yeah, because we don't know them like that.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, now you lost me because sometimes there are people that I want to leave really
bad.
Yeah,
because they're the cream of the crop. Yeah.
But I think they're all cream of the crop. So, yeah. Oh, you mean on a regular season?
On a regular season. We don't know them. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant you don't know these queens. I'm like, well, what do you mean?
No.
I feel like I'm best friends.
No, these ones we know and love. And here's the other thing that's so great about this, like you guys are saying, is that we already love them, but they know they're going to get gigs out of this. They're going to be selling merch. They're going to be having show after show. I mean, they're at the top of the top. Yep. And when you're there, they can just kind of celebrate and just have fun. And they know we'll do shows together. And us fans will just show up and be there.
I want to see Raja in person.
Yes.
He's so tall and just stunning.
Oh, my gosh. My brother has stories. He's met Raja and just so kind and sweet and kind of almost like a mother.
Beautiful.
And beautiful.
My gosh,
yes.
Face. Oh.
Yeah.
The gray
Sometimes
hair.
Sometimes the good Lord gives it the two hands.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a break. More TV talk as we wrap things up on this Monday, right after these messages. Welcome back to our broadcast. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on My Talk 107.1. And if you're away from your radio, don't worry.
No. Why not, Jace? Why shouldn't they worry?
Thank you, Lex, for asking me. Because we're available on the app, too.
Yeah, there's an app for that.
Whenever you damn well please.
With prizes and everything.
I know. We don't charge you for this. We actually give you stuff to listen to us. That's how desperate we are for friends.
Said the soft part out loud.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that? I thought we were over. I thought Don and Steve were on. Okay. I want to save, because Lex, are you going to try to watch? I was going to do the Emma Thompson movie here, but I think I want to save it. So that until you watch it, because
I wrote it down. I'm watching it today.
Okay, it's only an hour and a half, Lex. It's in and out. You're
even
in and
better.
Out. And Dawn, if you're not busy, I think you would like it too.
Yeah.
It's
what is
on
this
the,
called?
It's on the Hulu.
Okay.
Hulu. Let me just, my talkers, let me just tell you about it. So here's a homework assignment. So for all of you, it's called Good Luck to You, Leo Grand. It is a small movie. It almost acts out like a play, which I love. There's three actors in it. Emma Thompson's one of them. And it's about a very prim and proper teacher played by Emma Thompson, who has always played by the rules, never does anything, always colors within the lines, never has any adventures, has a very like vanilla life. And she decides to hire a sex worker to really open up her sexual life and to discover herself and to accept herself and at her age and where she is. And as tawdry as that seems, it's actually quite lovely. It's about it's not just about the sex. It's really about these two humans and how they connect. Emma and then Leo, who is the sex worker who she hires. And it's that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to give you my thoughts until tomorrow. But so that's your homework assignment, my talkers. It's on Hulu, and it was released exclusively on Hulu. It didn't come to theaters. It's an hour and like 32 minutes. So, and it unspools like a play, and I think you will like it. And it has such a good message. And I got to tell you something. Here's what I will reveal. Emma Thompson, brave.
Well, I saw some interviews with her about looking in the mirror and showing.
Oh, yeah. Everything.
Everything, yeah.
And I say brave because, I mean, you know, body positivity. I'm saying brave not in an ageist way. It is just a role that you're like, oh, wow, bravo for you, Emma Thompson.
Yeah.
At this point in your career, this isn't giving anything away. There's a moment in the show or in the movie where she is just standing there looking at herself. I won't tell you at what point in the personal growth she's at, but she's looking at herself in the mirror, full-length mirror in the hotel room that her and Leo share, and she's totally nude. Academy Award winner Emma Thompson. This is just, and Colin and I both go, oh, hello.
What's
and
that?
And I was like, bravo to you. Bravo to you, Emma Thompson. So I think you'll enjoy it.
I
think
it'll
lead to a great conversation
this.
Tomorrow. It'll lead to a good conversation tomorrow. So in our time left, so I won't do that.
Okay.
I will tell you, though, I watched the third episode of Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip Season 2.
Oh, that's another thing. I wish I had more time in my day.
Oh, my goodness.
What's can I tell you? It's the trashy summer novel that we all need. It is so ridiculous. And
who's
so,
the most ridiculous?
Brandy, obviously.
Okay.
But Dorinda is real spicy in this. And there's a fight that I didn't see coming, and that is Dorinda versus Jill Zarin.
What?
Uh-huh.
That's surprising. I thought they were friends.
They've known each other for 20... Oh, yeah.
Oh, was it over something real stupid?
Well, I don't know. I think it continues, and it's the showdown you didn't know you needed. yeah.
Oh, boy.
And it's just... And Phaedra continues to just, I love Phaedra so much. So everything that comes out of her mouth is just hysterical. And
her facial expressions are the best.
The best. The best.
She has such big, beautiful eyes. She has a lot of makeup on them, and she can just slightly do a side glance with her eyebrows raised.
Yep.
And you're like,
and cut you right in half. Ugh. And Vicky continues, Lex, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Vicky continues to irritate the living hell out of me.
I can see
Tamara, Colin and I are loving.
Yeah.
I love Tamara.
You would love Tamara in the original OC as well.
I would?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you're loving this Ultimate Girls Trip, for sure.
Vicky is such a wet blanket. Oh, my God, is she a wet blanket.
Yeah, I can
want
see
her
why
off.
She's gone.
Ugh. She is so annoying. She's not into anything. Like every time they do something, she's like, oh, I don't feel good. And she went to the ER. She went to urgent care.
She did? Over what?
A sinus infection.
Oh, gosh.
So
well, there's
bad.
That whole vaccination question, too.
Well, she's not vaccinated.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So maybe it's.
Yeah. Oh, that led to, that was one of the, Lex, that led to a very uncomfortable moment. Dorinda was a little intoxicated, Dorinda just let her have it. And it was like, oh, my goodness.
I'm surprised she was allowed to go on the trip, if I'm being
too.
Honest.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, 3 episodes are out. New episodes on Thursday on Peacock.
All right.
If you have that. Tomorrow, like I said, we'll talk about that Emma Thompson movie and more. But right now,
and Fire Island, Jace.
Fire Island 2, yes. But right now, it's going to do it for us. If you are a kid that's being bullied, go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day, everyone. We love you so much. Donna and Steve up next.